Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truths Radio Program. This is a series of ministry moments to encourage the people of God and those who want to get closer to God to move forward. We are taking a look at the book of Jonah today in this series. The prophet's relationship with God is a lesson for us all on the mercy of God and even on our attitudes toward those to whom God would have mercy. God truly loves all of humanity, no matter where they have been or where you have been, and no matter what you've done. We are now going to take a closer look at our own sin. Yes, ours. All sin is worthy of death. And yet the Lord is merciful and not willing that any should perish and that all should come to repentance. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And thank you so much for joining me for this portion of the series. Amen. Again, we're taking a closer look at the book of Jonah. Amen. And an interesting book it is indeed. Historically, Jonah is the fifth of the minor prophets, the son of Amittai, and scholars seem to have placed his ministry either within or just prior to the reign of Jeroboam II, about B.C. 820, and certainly during a time when the Assyrian Empire was the bane of their existence, to say the very least. And that's the existence of the Hebrews I'm speaking of. It is also noted that Jonah could have been a contemporary of both Amos and Hosea. And then just want to get a little bit of history out of the way before we start reading. And amen, we're going to start reading at this time. I hope you have your Bibles in hand. If not, grab it real quick. Amen, because we're going to go over these scriptures. I'm probably going to read them more than once. So just go ahead and grab your Bible, a pen and a pencil, so you can jot down things. Because the whole purpose of these ministry moments is so that you can get a quick word and go back before the Lord and study these things and talk to the Lord about your relationship with him, about your own attitude, about the where you are right now and where you want to be in God and where he wants you to be right now. Because it's all about the expectation of God. He is our Father. We want to relate properly to him. We want to arise worshiping and praising his name because God is good to us. And now we're taking a closer look at the relationship that this prophet had with the Lord. Amen. And the duties that the Lord had given him to do. Amen. We're coming from the book of Jonah. I am reading from the New King James Version today. Glory to God. And my Bible calls this portion Jonah's disobedience. I'm reading from chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, and he paid for the fare there, and went down into it, and to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to keep reading, even though I want to comment. Glory to God. Amen. My Bible calls this portion the storm at sea. But the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah was gone down into the lowest parts of the ship and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came to him and said to him, "What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish." And they said one to another, "Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, "Please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble come upon us? What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you?" So he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "Why have you done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. But they said to him, "What shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us?" For the sea was growing more tempestuous. And he said to them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to the land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, "We pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Glory to God. Amen. As we have read from the first chapter of the book of Jonah. Amen. And we've read verses 1 through verse 17. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's take a closer look now. The first portion of these scriptures talks about Jonah's disobedience. Amen. The word of the Lord had come to Jonah to go to Nineveh. The Lord had commissioned him to go into Nineveh and to preach to them that their sin had come up before them. The word actually calls it their wickedness had come up before the Lord. And Jonah's job, his only job at that point, was just to go and preach the word to those people that they have the opportunity to repent, that they have the opportunity to get right with the Lord. That was his job. Now, Nineveh, glory to God, was a place of great warriors. It was a great city, and they their population at that time was about 120,000 people. It was a place of commerce, a place of progress, and it was the capital of the Assyrian Empire, which I also mentioned before. That was the bane of their existence. And then great warriors had come out and certainly troubled the people of God at that time. Amen. And they were not looking for, and Jonah, glory to God, was not looking forward to actually helping them in any way. But that was not his duty. His duty was to be obedient to the Spirit of God. You know, we never know what the Lord is doing when he gives us a commission and tells us what to do. And our feelings should not get in the way of that because of the mercy that God has had upon us. And for some reason, many of us think, and I'm sure I have thought that myself at one time or another, that our sin is not as great as someone else's. But the truth is that all sin is worthy of death, and all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. And it takes the Spirit of God to come upon us, to clean us up, and to dwell in us so that we live according to his righteousness, not our own, because it's the righteousness of God in us that makes us pure, that makes us right, that enables us to live in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. Amen. So we have to consider ourselves even when the Lord has given us a word for someone else, because it is the mercy of God that is keeping us. So we want that same mercy we want God to give that same mercy to others, even those that have harmed us, those that have become our enemies, those that have talked about us and that have trampled over our feelings, and that those that have even perhaps taken the lives of others. Oh, Jesus, that has to be a difficult thing, knowing that your enemy, your sworn enemy, now God wants you to go and give them a word that actually may save them when you want to see them destroyed. But that is not our job. Amen. Our job is to do the work that the Lord has sent us to do. And that was Jonah's commission in this hour, was to go into the city of Nineveh and to cry out. But what we find Jonah doing is, wait a minute. Jonah actually turned his back from the presence of the Lord and that great commission that the Lord had given him and went into the opposite direction. He found himself a ship that was on the way to Tarshish, and he was determined, bound and determined, not to do this, not to bring mercy to Nineveh, because the Lord was about to destroy them, and he knew it, and he wanted to see the destruction of this people. You know, it's a shame when we look upon, when we see humanity suffering, even if it is an enemy, and we want to see them destroyed rather than helped. We want to see them destroyed rather than saved, but that is what has happened. So let's check our attitude. Think about these things right now as we're being reminded in the book of Jonah. And then so the Lord was watching, of course, as Jonah stepped onto this ship, and he caused a storm. The scriptures actually says the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and it was so mighty and tempestuous that it was breaking up the ship that these men were on. And Jonah had already gone to the bottom of the ship and was napping, just not thinking about it at all. He's like, I'm just going to wait and see the Lord destroy them. But oh no, that was not the plan that the Lord had. God loved everyone, all of humanity, and his mercy is great upon us, and he wants to see all saved, and that included, amen, the capital of the Assyrian Empire, the city of Nineveh, amen. So Jonah was sleeping, and all these men were crying out to their gods and getting rid of the cargo that was on the ship, trying their best to get back to the shore, doing everything they knew how to do in order to be saved from this huge storm that they did not realize the God of the universe had set, had formed in place to get Jonah's attention. And then so the captain of the ship goes down and shakes Jonah. Hey, what are you doing sleeping? When we have this great storm that's about to destroy us, I need you to pray to your God. Maybe your God will save us from this thing. So they asked him all kind of questions and finally came to the conclusion that Jonah was the reason. And they didn't even want to throw him out, even after his suggestion to throw him off the ship, because he knew it was his God, amen, that had brought this about. But they didn't want to. They wanted to save him too. You see how our enemy will do? Oh, glory to God. They want to help us. Not everything is not personal, and sometimes we think things that just are not so. Glory to God. But they wanted to help him, but it didn't work because the storm became more and more violent, so much so that they had no choice but to throw Jonah off of the ship. Oh, my God. Do you know what happens when we are disobedient to the Spirit of the Lord? A storm always comes. Glory to God. A storm always comes. And the fish that the Lord prepared for Jonah may not be like the one that was prepared for you, but a storm always comes. Amen. And the word says that Jonah was in the belly of that fish that the Lord had prepared to swallow him for 3 days and three nights. Amen. I want you to consider all these things that I've just said to you, because we're running out of time. Hallelujah. What happens when we're disobedient to the Spirit of the Lord? What happens? A storm always comes. A storm always comes because the Lord loves us so much, and he is so merciful that he wants to get our attention. He wants us to know that he still loves us and he still cares for us. And that commission that he's given us to do, it still stands. We still have to go and do that the Lord has called us to do, despite the fact that the storm has come. The storm has come to get your attention. It has not come to destroy you. It's come to get your attention, to turn yourself back to the Lord. This series is entitled A Time to Turn. This is your time to turn. As you look at the disobedience of Jonah, and as you see the storm that has come against him, come against all the people because of his sake, because of what he had done. Maybe your family is now suffering because you have not embarked upon the commission that the Lord has given you to do. Maybe your job is suffering because you haven't embarked upon the commission. It is a time to turn. Jonah is now in the belly of that fish for 3 days and three nights. And at this time, I just want you to consider it's a time to turn. Amen. And the next portion of this series is going to be the second part of A Time to Turn. And we're going to find out what happened in the belly of that fish that Jonah was in. God bless. Amen.